We are free, I want to cry out. But thinking about how the SIM raided our property, how Theotony had to disappear, how I have to erase everything in my diary, I know that Oscar is telling the truth. We're not free. We're trapped. The Garcias got away just in time. I feel the same panic as when the SIM came storming through our house. Your father, he points to Sammy, and yours and mine too, he adds, pointing to me and then to himself. They all know about this, but they don't want to worry us. So how do you know all of this stuff? Sammy confronts him. A slow grin spreads across Oscar's face. I ask a lot of questions. So do I, I'm thinking, but until now I never got any answers.
Anita's not always crazy about him, but that kid Oscar is pretty smart. And like Anita said, he has a lot of answers. Let's make sure we understand what he was talking about. Okay. Lots of American families are leaving the Dominican Republic because the situation there is getting so dangerous. They're worried, even though they have immunity. Sammy's family is staying, but his country, the United States, no longer has an embassy there. Sammy's dad is not an ambassador, which is a guy who runs an embassy. He's just a consul. I don't know exactly what that is, but apparently consuls aren't as powerful as ambassadors, and they're not supposed to do anything to help the Dominicans become free from Trujillo. But Oscar says that Sammy's dad knows what's going on, and so do Oscar's and Anita's dads. I wonder if that means that they're all secretly plotting to get rid of El Jefe. Let's keep reading after the big space on page 48 where it says, all these things that Oscar tells us.
All these things that Oscar tells us, I write down in my diary. I don't know what I'd do without it. It's like my whole world is coming undone. But when I write, my pencil is a needle and thread, and I'm stitching the scraps back together. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night crying out. I cross the hall to Lucinda's room and slip in beside her. She seems to welcome my presence because she lets me stay there instead of telling me to scram, like in the old days. The worst stories Oscar tells are the ones about El Jefe. When I first heard how bad he was from Lucinda, I felt so confused. Everyone had always treated El Jefe like God. I shudder to think how many times I've prayed to him instead of to Jesus on his cross. He does even worse things than crucify people, Oscar tells us one time. He disappears them. I remember Chucha saying the SIM disappeared people. What exactly does that mean? I ask Oscar. He's so much easier